after a extended Christmas break, we have Sarah Birmingham from the student college newspaper in DCU, The College View. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, Sabrina. How are you? Nice to talk to you again after that long Christmas break, all right?
Yeah, I suppose we kind of forget that in college, Christmas breaks can... They're quite expansive, aren't they?
They are. We were off from the 20th of December to the 10th of February, so wow. It was quite a nice long break, all right?
I wouldn't complain about that now. I mean, give it a few years and you'll be looking back at those days going, I wish I was able to do that again. So it's probably...
No, I don't think I'll have it any longer now anyway. It's my last year now, so I made the most of it.
Is it week 3 at the moment?
It is week 4 now at the moment.
Okay. So, of course,
yes,
you've had...
Back into the swing of things.
Very good. And you have... Is this the second issue of the College View for semester 2?
We did, yep. We have the second issue. It's actually coming out on Wednesday this week. So we just put it together last week, just finished it up and designed it over the weekend. So it's ready to go.
Now, last week in DCU, there was a referendum about this regarding the USI again. Now, this is an issue that crops up all the time. DCU's relationship with the USI is quite tenuous, I think is probably the best way to describe this. Now, the controversy, of course, arising from this is this came down to one vote.
It did, certainly, yeah. The USI issue was always controversial in DCU, I suppose. And I think I've heard that there was 3 referendums in the last 4 years on affiliation. And I know last year's referendum was held on affiliation and the results were subsequently deemed null. And it had to be held again as CSU didn't run a proper information campaign. So this year they ran an information campaign. There was 3 campaigns registered campaigning for a yes vote, and there was no campaigns registered officially for a no vote. But yes, when the result came down to it, there was only one vote in it. The yes side got 726 votes and the no side got 725. So it was quite touch and go, but typical DCU kind of on the fence on USI again.
Now, with the USI debate, I mean, as you said, I mean, 3 referenda over 4 years. I mean, if you look at that, you kind of say, God, it's kind of almost worse than our Nice Treaty and our Lisbon Treaty experiences. I mean, ultimately, I know you've got a constant turnover of student population, but I mean, you kind of say to yourself, a vote has been taken 3 times.
Certainly, yes. It seems to swing back and forward. And I know there was, you know, subsequent votes to remain independent from the USI over the last decade or so. But there seems to be a kind of a turn in the student body now that there was quite a lot of campaigners and quite a vocal yes campaign. And now that the vote has been taken, I suppose the Students' Union are eager to see what will come out of USI membership now going forward. And I don't think there's another vote likely to be held on the issue for some time.
Now, why are people against joining the USI?
There was a number of arguments made at the debate last week held after the Class Rep Council meeting, and they seem to stem from, okay, well, there's a certain cost element involved, I suppose. It's going to be €8 cost of membership for each student now that we're in the USI. But apart from that, I suppose people seem to think that DCU, Students' Union, were doing a great job of representing us independently. Did we need to be in a national body? And would our views kind of be somewhat suppressed if we were in a national body? But I know from talking to some of the people who are advocating for a no vote in DCU, they seem to be kind of accepting that was a vote that was passed, and we just have to wait and see what does come out of it now at this stage.
Now, conversely, on the other side of the argument, why do people want to be part of it?
I suppose the national representation issue really is the crux of it at the moment. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the possible reintroduction of college fees, or, you know, universities are struggling with low budgets at the moment, and the USI are representing a free fees stance, which may be ambitious or may seem ambitious to some, but is equally important to students, you know, that they would represent their views and that they would campaign against the reintroduction of fees, which they had initially campaigned for fees to be abolished back in the 1990s. So they've some track record on that. Apart from that, then they're campaigning for better conditions for graduate and student nurses. And they're also going to be launching a big campaign ahead of the marriage equality referendum next year. So I think there's certain issues that DCU students want to be a part of and want to have their voices heard, and possibly they can be better represented in a national body than acting independently.
It's an interesting argument because there are really two sides to it, and you can understand both sides of the argument. Now, in DCU as well, there is, of course, now it's not too notorious in DCU, but there is the idea of Rag Week. This, of course, has garnered a huge amount of negative controversy from different colleges around the country, taking Rag Week to huge extremes, most probably notably Galway, where Rag Week seems to be where the whole city becomes cordoned off for a week. And of course, with Rag Week, there are always going to be certain controversies. Now, what has actually come out of the Rag Week in DCU? Has this taken place yet?
The Rag Week in DCU for this year has been cancelled. There was a kind of a scaled back week held last year, I know, but students and the Raise and Give Society especially have made moves to distance themselves from the kind of scenes that we've seen in Galway of late. And I know in University College Cork as well, there was kind of an effort made to have a Rag Week that wasn't alcohol focused. But I think that wasn't even strong enough in DCU that they completely wanted to sever themselves from that idea. I know this week now, for instance, there is a mock wedding event being held on Wednesday evening, which is effectively like a ball in DCU, I suppose, for students. And it's a combination of Maynooth and DCU acting together in a joint event. So the two welfare officers from the two students' unions are supposedly being married by comedian Al Porter. And this event is kind of been held in place of having a full Rag Week.
Now, of course, when we look at the idea of a Rag Week, we kind of, I mean, I had even forgotten when you said the idea of raise and give, I had forgotten that that was what it stood for.
It is, and it's a very kind of important, a lot of the students take it quite seriously in DCU, that the origins of the Rag Week event came from the whole idea of raising and giving and students acting for charitable purposes. And that seems to be something that strikes to the core of DCU students, that they're really motivated to raise for charity. I know the Students' Union have three designated charities that they're raising funds for this year, and the wedding event on Wednesday is being held to raise funds for those charities. So they really don't want to make it all about drinking or going out. It's really about raising funds.
Of course, because I mean, I knew when I was in college, I knew that RAG stood for raise and give, but it's just I had completely forgotten what it stood for. And when you said it there, it just brought back that memory kind of going. And I thought to myself, I imagine a lot of people don't realise that that's what it stands for, because you never hear about that aspect of Rag Week.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, some of the scenes we've seen, like the whole idea of a Donegal Day in Galway, you know, the Supermax, head of Supermax came out and defended it because a lot of students were, you know, spending their Rag Week going to pubs, going to Supermax, going out and having fun on the town. But that isn't essentially what the week was about originally, and it isn't what these DCU students want to make it here either. So they're very focused on the charitable aspects.
Very interesting, very interesting. Now, Sarah, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you again after our hiatus, I suppose. And I hope you'll be joining us again more frequently on the show.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. No problem.